My name is Tina Andrew, and you're listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, a podcast spotlighting positive influences in and around Native communities. Skook Thosh, good day to all you fellow listeners, and thank you for tuning in to episode 3, titled Autumn Before Old Chukchon. For those who don't know, the name Tucson is actually a Thaana Autumn name, correctly pronounced as Chukchon, which means Black Hill. I've also heard it explained to me as at the base of Black Hill, which is referring to the birthplace of Tucson at the base of a mountain. So today I wanted to bring in Joe Camarillo from Old Chukchon and talk about the history of this unique location and its connection to the local tribal people. So let's welcome Joe to Studio 2B. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Shabbat masma.
Ah, safu.
Cool. I would just like to focus on what the historical value is of Old Tucson and how the Thaana Autumn were involved in this famous part of Arizona. And what does that look like today? But before we start, can you give us a brief intro of your background?
Sure can. Anyep Juki Kusi Camarillo, and I'm from Ajo, Arizona. I was born and raised there, so I'm a Southern Arizona boy. I went to the University of Arizona for a short time, became a sign language interpreter, and was on staff for 5 years as I studied rehab. I ended up getting into the hospitality industry and did that for actually 30 years. So
wow.
I saw a value in that because as a Native Arizonan, people came here to go to school from all over the country and all over the world. And I started getting questions about, you know, our land, the people here, the culture, the history, and came to realize that people were very fascinated with our part of the world. Mm. So that kind of launched me into the hospitality industry and ended up becoming a director of sales and marketing and doing a lot of sales and promotions. And I did travel the country talking about Tucson and our beautiful culture and history and landscape.
Wow.
So I guess my next natural step was moving on to Old Tucson.
Oh, yeah, definitely fits your background. I think that Old Tucson for a long time, since I was a kid, has always been a pretty fun place. But could you give us a summary of what Old Tucson is and what it represents here in the Old Pueblo?
Well, you know, we've had a real evolution, if you will, since the beginning of Old Tucson. We were built in 1939 by Columbia Pictures for the movie Arizona. It starred Gene Arthur and a very young, unknown actor at the time, William Holden, of course, who went on to become quite the star himself. You know, Old Tucson started as a movie studio, and for many, many years, that's what it's known for. It's still known for. It's movies, which, gosh, they list over 300 to 400 different movies, television shows, commercials, music videos. So that, of course, is what our claim to fame is. Certainly when John Wayne came to film his 4 movies here, that launched our stardom. You know, one of the wonderful things about movies is that when people go to a movie, especially these days, they not only watch the movie, but they look at the surroundings from where it was filmed. And it's a great residual for the people of Tucson and Southern Arizona. When I'm sitting in Chicago watching a movie that was filmed in Tucson, I want to go visit there. It looks so beautiful and, you know, the landscape and all. So that's what's happened throughout the years, which is why the movie industry is so valuable to Arizona, because it does promote us as a destination spot and people do come here. And so after the Old Tucson was built, it was never called Old Tucson. It got that name because the movie Arizona takes place in Tucson in the 1860s. So Columbia Pictures, and people are going to find this hard to believe, really wanted to be accurate and historically accurate with the portrayal of what happened here. Happened during the Civil War. They actually raised the Confederate flag over Tucson, and they wanted it to be so authentic that they looked at old maps and pictures of Tucson from as far back as they could find. Mm-hmm. And so when you walk into Old Tucson now, you're going to see the buildings are adobe. And that's why, because that's what Tucson was made of back in the 1860s. They could have easily made a, you know, something that looked like something out of Bonanza, you know, but they realized that Tucson didn't look like that. In their efforts to be authentic, they asked who worked with the mud that could help build these adobe sets. They hired Otham. They hired about 100 Otham to come in and help them build a Kiki. And because most Otham back in 1939 did not really know what a movie was, much less a movie set. And that's how they explained. So to the credit of the Otham that helped build Old Tucson, they built them, the buildings, as if people were going to live in them. So here we are 75 plus years later, and we still have a lot of the original buildings, you know, that that the Otham helped build. So we've got such a wonderful connection with the Otham. Even despite the fire that was in 1995, we probably wouldn't even be here now. So throughout the years, you know, for a while there, they did not use Old Tucson. And again, that's where it got its name, because it was that studio, that movie studio out there in the desert. And it was a replica of the actual town of Tucson.
Wow.
So then they called it Old Tucson.
Yes.
And in 1959, Bob Shelton took over. He saw this opportunity to bring more movies. At that time, only a couple of movies had been filmed at Old Tucson. So he had his vision and put together a plan, went to the county. The county went ahead and leased him the land, and he added on to Old Tucson. And, of course, he brought in John Wayne and a lot of other movies and producers, or movie stars and producers, and they loved what they saw. And so that's launched our movie industry in Arizona. So even today, we are still an active movie studio, and we still get producers. In fact, we're speaking to a European producer now who is looking to come out this summer and film either a documentary or a short film. But we have that quite a bit.
That's awesome. So Robert Shelton, is he a local?
He actually moved here from the Midwest. He married Jane Lowe. Mr. Shelton passed away earlier this year, so we were very sad about that, and we consider him really the father of Old Tucson. Jane Lowe is still alive, though, and she lives in, I believe, in the Green Valley area, and she is of the Lowe Theaters, that family. So, of course, her family had a lot of influence in the movie industry here in Tucson. So, yeah, but he really, he had the vision, you know, to add things and build buildings and really cater to the movie industry.
Yeah, when I was doing my research before this interview, I was seeing a lot of old photos, Robert, and that's where I learned that before Old Tucson was Old Tucson, I didn't know prior to that that it was originally built for the movie Arizona. So that was an interesting fact.
Yeah, it, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that and how appropriate, you know. And, and it was the first time that a major motion picture company actually left Hollywood. If you look at any of the older movies and Western movies and the old television shows, they were all filmed in studio. And of course, they had their sets. But and you can always tell, because I always laugh when I see episodes of Bonanza and you know, Big Valley and all that. The horses will go galloping by and there's hardly any dirt flying up, you know. So I thought, wow, that's the cleanest town I've ever seen. So, but that's because they were all indoors and they couldn't kick up a lot of dirt because of the camera equipment and lighting and everything else. So,
Well, I think that this is a very amazing part of Tucson history, and the fact that Otham played an important role in the first development of Old Tucson is pretty much an honor to know that Don Otham had that role. So after all this, I know that there are still things happening in Old Tucson when we're talking about recognizing Otham. Could you talk about some of those things?
Sure. I was hired a little over 7 years ago. And I think that Old Tucson realized that, first of all, the Western movie is not as popular. Now, we see it coming back, you know, and you've seen Westerns, especially the remake of True Grit and Aliens versus Cowboys and, you know, Cowboys versus Aliens, whatever. You know, so the Western is beginning to come back. However, you know, it was looked at strictly as a movie studio. After 75 years, I think Old Tucson came to realize we have a history of our own. And when they hired me, it was the intent to bring back all the various cultures that mm-hmm. helped develop the territory of Arizona. You cannot do that without involving the Tohono'odham. Mm-hmm. They are such an important part of our history, and they're a part of our culture in Southern Arizona that people want to know more about. In order to do that, as with any people, you must be respectful. You must consider the fact that this is a very, very old tradition and culture.
Yes.
And in taking all that in consideration, the first thing you do, as with anybody that you want to develop a relationship, and that's acknowledgement.
Yes.
In 2010, in November, and mm-hmm. it happened to be Native American Month, dedicated a plaque recognizing the contributions of the Tohono'odham people mm-hmm. to the building of Old Tucson.
Yes.
It was a wonderful ceremony. Mm-hmm. We did have Otham dignitaries there with a traditional blessing,
mm-hmm.
The round dance. We included our employees and the general public. And that really launched the beginnings of a partnership with the Tohono'odham culture
mm-hmm.
in our efforts to promote Tohono'odham Himdag. And we find that to be extremely important. But you know, the most important element, Tina, is it's not Old Tucson that's doing this. You know, why should we do something when we have the experts, if you will, mm-hmm. right here?
Yes.
And so we've invited Otham, mm-hmm. and one of our strongest partners is the Hashan Preparatory and Leadership School.
Yeah.
And it really provides a twofold effort in that not only are we introducing people that have maybe never heard of Tohono'odham to them through the words and the songs of students. And that second bowl is, you know, the component of leadership, and mm-hmm. it provides opportunities for young Otham to present to people that they've never talked to, they don't know, and that's not very easy to do. That's a real challenge.
especially
for young people. Any young person,
yes.
you know, is going to be difficult. But I got to tell you, they're doing such a great job at the Hashan School that these students do a fantastic job. It's very moving to me to watch these young people really swell with pride in sharing their culture mm-hmm. with people who truly are genuinely interested in knowing. We do not set any programs per se. We allow the school to decide and the students to decide what they feel is appropriate to present to the general public when they come to Old Tucson. So it's truly an awesome presentation. It's truly the presentation by Otham.
Mm-hmm.
And we pride ourselves in that, because it really isn't Old Tucson's place to, if you will, set up a program.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, this is what we want you to do, and this is how we want you to do it.
Yes.
That was the job that the movies did.
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know, because that's what the movies are. They're purely entertainment. But mm-hmm. In this particular case, it's real life culture, and it's culture as it pertains to today. People. And so it's really a fantastic, fantastic program. And we're so proud to have the Hashan School as a cultural partner of Old Tucson.
That is super awesome. What are some of the programs that they've chosen to present?
Well, they have done traditional dance. They come and the students will prepare traditional meals. Of course, there's nothing like a good popover, right?
Oh, yeah.
With chili.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, here's the thing, and we not only do this with the Hashan School, but our other cultural partners. In presenting, we ask them to explain to our visitors. It's really, really important that they know it's more than just a song. It's more than just a dance. It's more than something that looks interesting, but I have no idea what they're doing and what it means.
Yes.
So, you know, that's a real important component of the presentations, and they're excellent at doing that. You know, the basket weavers and the students, and that's a beautiful art form that they are encouraging mm-hmm. to continue.
Good.
But yeah, you know, it is good. And to see young people doing that is especially good. Yeah, and so people have the opportunity for them to go up and they explain, you know, these are the elements that go into the basket. They'll show baskets. They'll actually be doing the craft. And that's
cool.
Terrific. I mean, I love it. You know, one of our biggest audiences, other than Europeans, they go crazy over at Old Tucson, over everything. They go on cultural overload. are other natives from, wow, from other tribes,
oh,
and
cool,
other nations.
Wow.
They are really interested in hearing about the Autumn ways
that
and
is,
the Autumn culture.
Cool.
It is. It's really great to watch, you know, families from other tribes come up and start, well, how do Autumn do this? And
yeah,
how do Autumn, and this is how we do it. It's
yeah,
truly
cool,
cultural exchange, which
yeah,
is really
yeah,
great
that's
to
what
see.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
That is super awesome.
Yeah.
So in talking about cultural representation at Otrukshan, what are some other cultural representations that have been included in the past years?
Well, we've worked with organizations like Los Descendientes de Tuzon, which represent the Spanish culture. And one of the things that I'm very adamant about, and that is to separate, if you will, even though there are similarities, the Spanish culture and the Mexican culture. Those are very distinct cultures. The Spaniards ruled Mexico for many, many years.
Oh.
And so there's a lot of overlap, if you will.
Really?
And yeah, so, but the Mexican culture is very much a mixture of native and Spanish culture. And of course, the French also ruled. And so there's a little element of that French culture in Mexico as well. But the Descendientes de Tuzon is a very long-standing organization,
mm-hmm,
the descendants of Tucson, you know, and they trace their roots back to Spain. And then we work with several different Mexican-American groups, and mm-hmm, they come in and present everything from mariachi to folklorico.
Mm-hmm.
We even had a caramuza group, and a lot of local folks are not familiar with caramuza. What it is during the Mexican Revolution, the women went into battle.
Mm.
And it was a very important part of how they were able to defeat the French and also the Spanish. But when they would go in, they were still ladies. And so they would ride into battle,
cool,
side saddle. Well, that became an art form. And so with the formations and all, and we had a riding team here that actually did competition.
Wow.
And we have a rodeo arena, which we do bull riding and a bunch of other things there too. And
uh-huh,
we used that, took advantage of it and took, you know, we had them go ahead and use our arena.
Cool, that's
it was
awesome.
Amazing. And people learn things, even
yeah,
locals, you know,
yeah,
that yeah, there's always something to every culture, I think, that you don't really know about. And
yes,
it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with the Chinese Cultural Center and bring in the lion dancers and
with
an
cool
explanation. Oh,
yeah,
yeah. You know, the Chinese came to Tucson around the 1860s, which happens to be the time that old Tucson reflects. Of course, a lot of people say, well, it was the railroads that brought the Chinese here. The railroads brought the Chinese to the United States. However, mining was an important factor for the Chinese,
mm-hmm,
as well as farming. You know, up in the Marana area, there are still Chinese families that own a lot of the farms. And that's a very important part of the culture and history of Marana that
mm-hmm
a lot of people did not know. So it's great to work, you know, with the different Chinese-American
mm-hmm
groups. Then we've also worked with groups like the Mormon Battalion, who came into this area and settled and had parts of Tucson, you know, and they were part of the Mexican War as well. And so we work with those folks, and they really do mostly a reflection of territorial life, what it was like to live here back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And that's real fascinating as well. Gosh, let me see. We work with so many different groups. We've worked with some groups from the Yoeme, from the Pascuayaki.
Yeah.
And again, that's another group that we would like to do more, you know, cultural exchange and cultural sharing with.
Mm-hmm.
But we acknowledge, again, mm-hmm, the fact that the Yoeme are from the area here. And so mm-hmm that's an important part of who we are. We work with the Buffalo Soldiers, again, another really important part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Arizona Buffalo Soldiers that come to Old Tucson. They participate in many of our flag ceremonies. They do great demonstrations. And, you know, I mentioned the Civil War. Well, we had a skirmish. It was really not a battle. They call it a skirmish. It was like a little fight,
mm-hmm,
like a little gunfight, like what we do at Old Tucson now. And it was up north of us by Picacho Peak. And so we work with two groups. We work with the Arizona Civil War Council, and the Southwest Living History Association, and both of them are reenactment groups. And we do our own Civil War battles at Old Tucson.
Wow.
And this will be our third one coming up February 10th and 11th of 2018.
So it's just starting.
So again, we're expanding. We're trying to be as inclusive as we can. You know, Arizona, especially Southern Arizona, we've got such a long history. And even though we're the youngest state in the, you know, continental United States, we still have a long history that goes even before then. In, let me see, this would have been 2 years ago, we at Old Tucson established a new nonprofit organization, and it's called the Arizona Sonora Western Heritage Foundation at Old Tucson. And the goal and our mission is to maintain and promote the cultural history and heritage of Southern Arizona and Northern Sonora. You know, it really is great. And again, that's a pretty big chunk to bite off. You know, it is. So we look to focus on the years 1854 to 1912. And people wonder, well, why those two dates? 1854 was the Gadsden Purchase, and 1912 was statehood. And, you know, we want to try to present the different perspectives of that, too. And getting an awesome perspective of the Gadsden Purchase is absolutely fascinating. And most Americans can't even understand until we explain. And they're like, wow, we never thought about that. And I said, no, they didn't either. Yeah. Back in 1854, they didn't think about that either. But, you know, so we like to be, you know, we like to look at the entire history and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say.
That's good. I think that's good. You know, I prefer all three of those because it's the truth.
It is the truth. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty interesting knowing that there's so much more. You know, the history here in Chukchan almost overlaps because there's so much in it. And the fact that it is old history and it's definitely a part of Chukchan, it's pretty interesting. I think that this is definitely a unique place to teach, to learn.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I do cultural tours of Old Tucson, which are different than our historians that do mainly the movies, you know, the film history, which is really interesting as well. But a real emphasis on the fact that we are located in traditionally Autumn land. You know, it is indigenous to the Thahan Autumn. It is still Autumn land.
Yes.
And so, you know, we just happened to be inhabiting it at the time. You know, and we're very fortunate that we are protected by the county in the Tucson Mountain Park. And then, of course, right next to us is the wonderful Saguaro National Park. So we're in such a beautiful area, which is an attraction in itself. So, you know, it's an honor to be in such a place, and we treat it with great respect, and we also reflect that in what we present to our visitors, you know, how special our area is.
Yeah, and I probably not a lot of people even recognize or realize those specific locations. There's Old Chukchan, there's the Sonoran Desert Museum, Saguaro National Park, all wonderful, beautiful places.
Yes, yes. And I think that's something that I think a lot of the public, they don't always realize. They look at us as a business venture and strictly, you know, purely business.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe at one time that was the case at Old Tucson because, you know, the movie industry is a very big industry and it brings a lot of dollars to the area. But, you know, our thinking has changed quite a bit. We have a lot of restrictions as to what we can and can't do. And we're not, we have no problems with that because the area itself, like I said, is an attraction. If we do anything to damage that, we damage ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and so we need to treat the Tahana with great respect and in knowing that it's been there way before we were there. And I don't mean Old Tucson, I mean all of us. You know, and it's going to be there way after we're all passed on to the next world. So, you know, we really need to acknowledge that and treat everything we do there with that sense of respect.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about, you know, the beginning development, Ottoman being involved in Old Chukchan. And then we went into the plaque that was dedicated to Ottoman. And now I'd like to get into the Ottoman village that has been added in Old Chukchan.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, when you want to present a people, especially to visitors who know very little about those particular people. You want to do it in a way that, again, is respectful, but that is also a good representation. In developing our little village of Chuxon, which is right between our Rio Lobo and the Mission Santa Maria, and we consulted with the Himdaki.
On the Nation.
So yes, on the Nation.
Himdaki on the Nation is the Thawna Autumn Cultural Center and Museum.
Yes, and so we consulted with the folks there. We also consulted with some elders. We had some great support in the design and the layout and how it was going to be, you know, produced to, mm-hmm. to show to the public. And so that's what we have. We have a ki, which is very traditional. Mm-hmm. We have a wato, you know, and we have the cooking area, and it's right next to the mission. So what's interesting about it, when you go in, is you're going to notice there's no roofs on the key. And people have asked, oh, well, what about the rain? Well, we didn't finish it because we wanted people to see what materials went into the building of a key.
Oh, I see.
And so, and that they were all desert, mm-hmm. you know, that everything is from the Thawna. And that's, you know, that's really important for people to know. And so our Hashan students and faculty and staff, that's where they do a lot of presenting. That's where they'll actually cook there and do their presentation. So it's really a great little venue to be able to do that. And mm-hmm. one of the things that we're proud of is the fact that that culture can be presented in a authentic type setting,
yes.
as opposed to a meeting room or something mm-hmm. like that, which is, you know, yeah. is okay, but mm-hmm. we wanted the full experience. And mm-hmm. so that's why, and the expense was fully that of Old Tucson's with mm-hmm. the consultation of the Thawna Autumn Nation.
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Even today, there are many young Autumn who are given the opportunity to build on their own cultural skills by participating in adobe making projects on the Thawna Autumn Nation. And some of those projects include adobe homes, traditional outdoor stoves, and things like that. And if I ever get that opportunity to participate, I definitely want to participate in something like that. I think it's an important cultural skill to have and to just to keep on going with it.
Well, Tina, you might have that opportunity. We might bring
cool.
you out to Old Tucson. We have some row houses that, uh-huh. You know, once the movie Arizona was finished,
uh-huh.
Columbia Pictures basically abandoned the set. You know, there was no need for them to use it for anything else.
Yeah.
And so people came and they thought it was a real ghost town.
Huh.
And so they started knocking buildings down and
really?
It's digging for treasures. And
really?
Yeah,
wow.
So they almost destroyed Old Tucson.
Oh, man.
The county stepped in, fenced it off,
that's
and
good.
Kept people out.
Yeah.
And then the Chamber of Commerce, with the help of the Sunshine Club, which is the ladies' auxiliary, if you will,
mm-hmm.
they started promoting tourism. Well, we fenced off those walls and everything that are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And we meaning the foundation, is looking to secure some grant monies and to find an Autumn adobe maker, if you will, to do adobe bricks traditionally, the way they did it maybe back in 1939 to build Old Tucson.
Okay.
And we want that to be something that the public can participate in.
Yeah.
So we're working on that now. So
cool.
Hopefully one of these days we'll get that and we'll have you out there
yes.
throwing the first brick. How's
yes,
that?
Yes, I would love to do that. Yes, I'll get my hands dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of great things, a lot of awesome discussion going on right now. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, because it's definitely been happening there, is the Wairā Festival.
Yes.
I know they used to have it over at the U of A on campus. When did it start happening there?
Well, it started happening in about 4 years ago, but we've only had three.
Okay.
The fourth one is coming up. Angela Joaquin, who basically started the Wairā Festival,
mm-hmm.
and of course, people who are in the know with Wairā mm-hmm. know the Joaquin brothers, which his father was the one that started that group.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember growing up hearing the Joaquin brothers,
oh, yeah?
you know, in
cool.
Ajo, and oh,
oh,
yeah, yeah, it's great, great stuff. And so Angelo and I met while I was still in the hotel business.
Mm.
And so when I came out to Old Tucson, and of course, the Wairā Festival was no more, I contacted him and I said, you know, Angelo, what if we were to provide a venue and the Wairā Festival could be started again out at Old Tucson? He came out and he said, this would be a great place because it is in a more natural settings with the stars.
Yes.
And it just like, you know, on The Nation when you go to Avila. That's, it really was a really great fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been doing the Avila Festival now every November. It'll be Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
And we're in the planning stages again for this one.
Cool.
And actually, we've even had a New Year's Avila in July.
Cool. Nice.
And we're hoping to revive that again as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
The cost of admission is very minimal. I think it's like $10 a person.
Uh-huh.
And kids are free. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. It's a real family gathering. And mm-hmm. for Autumn and non-Autumn as well. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of non-Autumn that really appreciate the culture and the music and the dancing. And,
yes.
and they love to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very welcoming event. And again, Old Tucson is very proud to be a part of that.
We went last year, my husband and my mom, we all went and we had a really good time, you know, and my cousin was playing in one of the bands there. Yeah. So,
oh, great. I did
really
not know
cool.
that. Okay.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. Really fun. My mom, you know, taking her to more of those things that are familiar with home. She had a really good time and the food was great. Of course, every time there's popovers, it's always great.
I can agree with that. That was that.
So, just because I'm curious, and I'm sure there are others curious, what are some of the popular movies that have been filmed at Old Tucson?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we can go way back to Joe Kidd with Clint Eastwood, and we can go back to the 4 John Wayne movies, and those were Rio Lobo, Rio Bravo, El Dorado, and McClintock. But some of your younger listeners will probably be more familiar with The Quick and the Dead with Sharon Stone.
Mm.
That was filmed at Old Tucson.
Yeah.
Also, The Three Amigos. And every time we mention that, everybody laughs, you know. So, you know, those movies were filmed at Old Tucson. The Young Gun series, that was all at Old Tucson.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And also the Wild Wild West, you know, that Will Smith brought that to Old Tucson.
I didn't know that.
You bet,
cool.
Yeah. And gosh, I'm trying to think. There, you know, there's so many. Then they all start coming into your mind at one time. we've had a lot of very well-known movies filmed at mm-hmm. Old Tucson. And Kix Brooks just released his new movie that was filmed out at Old Tucson. They had the premiere at Old Tucson.
Mm.
So we are still, again, an active movie studio. We've mm-hmm. had the Food Network come out.
Oh, yeah.
And the food truck roundup thing. I don't know what the name of that show, but they came to Old Tucson.
Uh-huh.
We're such a unique place to do that type of filming.
Yes.
And because we were built for the movies,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to maneuver trucks and vans
cool.
and all that, you know, that they want to go through.
Uh-huh.
Whereas a lot of other places, you can't do it because they were never meant for the
mm-hmm.
movies. They were built just as like novelty, mm-hmm. Western towns.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of corporate events. We do a lot of departments from the nation
mm-hmm.
have actually had their holiday events. They've done team building.
Cool.
You know, Vice Chair Jose, when he was chairman of the Chugachuk District, he
mm-hmm.
brought his staff out. And I mean, well, we've worked with quite a few departments. So, you know, because we're close, we're unique, we do it all. So they really like it, you know. And knowing that they're a part of our history really adds, you know, to their experience at Old Tucson.
There's so much that Old Tucson offers. I didn't really know that until today. You know, we always just think about the Western movies. We think about, Nightfall?
Oh, Nightfall. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For all the young ones.
I'll get scolded for not mentioning Nightfall, but everybody knows about Nightfall, so
yes.
that's all we'll mention it.
Well, you know, for myself, throughout Tucson lies an ancient history of indigenous people, and this is one of them. I think Tucson has done an amazing job at displaying, replicating, highlighting, featuring, or whatever you want to call it, of the history of the Autumn. And for myself, being born and somewhat raised in Tucson, I've learned so much. I've met so many people who've settled here and are just learning the true history of this beautiful place. Although I will say that I believe that the number of people who are aware of this type of history is still a small percentage. But of course, this is just my opinion. I say this because living here throughout the years and being an active community member of Tucson and paying attention to the ways Shukshon has recognized Otham and other Indigenous people. I would just like to take this time to acknowledge all those individuals, such as yourself, Joe, who do the work at aiming to give the best representation of Otham history, culture, and traditions to all audiences, both Native and non-Native. So I just want to give you all a round of applause really quick for the great, great work that you do, Joe. So thank you for, you know, having that passion in you to do it. I think that it's just an awesome, awesome thing. Bioik, okay. Thank you, Joe, for volunteering your time to talk about some great history and the work that you do at Otchukshon. It's always a pleasure seeing you and catching up. But before we close out, is there anything you'd like to say in regards to the topic? Any shout-outs you'd like to share before, you know, we end the interview?
Well, you know, I want to tell you what a pleasure it is to be on your show, and I'm really proud of you, Tina.
Thank you.
You do equally as well to really show the beauty of the Thon Otham culture, and and you are correct. There's so many of all of us that can learn so much more, and let's keep in mind that our elders are the ones that really pass on that beautiful culture and tradition, and to listen to them, you know, and take advantage of them being with us now. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to many that I learned so much from, and I am really a student of the culture and of the Himdak, you know, and I am just very blessed to be in a position where I can, if you will, channel that so that other people can learn and other people can respect and gain knowledge of such a tradition that has been here for so long. So thank you very much for letting me share that. And I hope to see you again, and I hope to see you at Old Tucson.
Yes, definitely you will see me. Thank you again, and thank you to all the listeners who took the time to listen to this awesome, unique topic. And shout out to our elders. Shout out to Hashan Leadership and Preparatory School for their involvement, and so many others out there. Have a good day.